This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
So it's Thursday, which means it's time to talk about what's hot and happening this weekend. And here with some weekend picks is Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor at digboston.com. Hey, Hillary.
Hey, Anthony.
So what's your first pick for us this week?
Okay, my first pick is Match at the Lincoln Arts Project up in Waltham. It's opening this weekend. The reception is on Friday night. And yeah, it's an exhibition that features the work of couples who have collaborated on pieces or installations together. And a lot of these, a lot of these artists use this exhibition as an opportunity to work together for the first time, so I thought it was definitely appropriate for Valentine's Day weekend.
Great theme for Valentine's Day weekend, although couples working together might mean the end of their relationship.
A little bit. I mean, creative types can be pretty fiery. I don't know. So,
all right. What do we know about the couples who took part in this project? What have they said about the experience?
Well, actually, this was the arts feature in Dig Boston this week, and we spoke to some of the artists about this. And Molly Kennedy and John Watanabe have been together for 3 years, and they're artists that are living in JP. And it was funny. They said that they're hesitant to work together because they can't even cook together. But they made an identical pair of on and off switches, and they said the experience went really, really well. So, yeah, they said they can't be alone in a kitchen together, but they're okay in a woodshop, I guess. So,
all right. So that's Match at the Lincoln Arts Project Gallery in Waltham. Mm-hmm. And Hillary, your next pick is a film classic, also has a Valentine's Day theme. Tell us about it.
Okay. Well, The Brattle actually is having a whole weekend of great romances starting tomorrow night with The Princess Bride. And on Tuesday, you know, Valentine's Day, the big day itself, they're going to be showing Breakfast at Tiffany's. And you can actually reserve, you know, make a special romantic seating if you want. But doing Valentine's Day in Harvard Square, kind of perfect and totally romantic.
Well, I love that movie, Breakfast at Tiffany's. And I think we have a clip. Here's Audrey Hepburn and George Peppard making the trip to Tiffany's.
Don't you just love it?
Love what?
Tiffany's. Isn't it wonderful? Do you see what I mean? How nothing bad could ever happen to you in a place like this? It isn't that I give a hoot about jewelry except diamonds, of course. Like that.
Diamonds like that. Okay, so that's Breakfast at Tiffany's at the Brattle on Valentine's Day. And Hillary, I have a pick too. With the Grammys coming Sunday night, I thought I'd give a nod to one local artist up for a nomination, and that's Sudbury native Linda Chorney.
Yeah.
Take a listen.
Please don't wake me up. Don't shake me.
So that's Sudbury native Linda Chorney covering the great Beatles song Only Sleeping from the album Emotional Jukebox. It's up for the Best Americana album. And Hillary, here's what I found interesting about Linda Chorney. She got her Grammy nomination by working social media sites and convincing fans to vote her in. She's probably a dark horse. She'll be up against people like Emmylou Harris and Lucinda Williams, but still pretty cool nonetheless.
Tough competition, definitely.
Tough competition.
Good reason to tune in.
Before we let you go, Hillary, you have one more pick for us, another music pick. Let's listen.
Honey, and if you can't trust us, well, who can you trust? Oh, well, now your hi-fi stereo's gonna tell you where to go, yeah. But how you gonna get there without us?
Great sound. Who are we listening to?
Oh, this is another Americana pick, actually. This is Hoots and Hellmouth, and they're going to be at the Middle East this Saturday.
So I'm curious about that name, Hoots and Hellmouth. Where did it come from?
Hoots actually comes straight from the name of one of the band's co-founders, and his name is Sean Hoots. The Hellmouth, that came from Andrew Gray. He was a co-founder as well, but he isn't with the band anymore. And he says the name was partly a rebellion against religion, but also he just thought it was funny, so I guess the name stuck.
Well, they sound great. That's Hoots and Hellmouth at the Middle East on Saturday. Hillary Hughes, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll go out on some more Hoots and Hellmouth. Hillary Hughes is the music and arts editor at digboston.com. And to find out more information about our picks this week, head over to our website at radioboston.org.
All of us. Honey, and if you can't trust us, well, who can you trust?